last week on Utterly Absurd.
What? I missed it? Damn it. What do you mean last week? Why are we still doing that? I feel like
Walter,
Rip Van Winkle.
You were asleep. You were asleep.
Damn it, it happens every freaking time.
You missed, I know, sad.
Alright, what the hell happened last week?
You missed a whole bunch of Asian ambassadors. You missed
Asian hookers.
You missed the
what?
Asian hookers.
Wait a minute. Oh,
Asian hookers.
Did they want to come with me to the Fountain of Youth?
They each one of their countries had a Fountain of Youth last week.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Baby.
You'd be young again. You'd be flipping flapping.
Yeah, whatever that means. Okay.
Okay.
So what happened last week?
Last week we listened to the Asian ambassadors and we also did the Fountain of Youth, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good show cooking for this week.
Yes, this week we're going to be listening to my round, which is going to be a transformation round, and Reed's round, which is going to be a supreme ruler of the universe.
I thought
round.
I was the supreme ruler of the universe.
You are the supreme ruler of the old people's universe, Walter.
So, cool. So, can I kick off the show then?
Yeah, do it.
And here's Johnny.
Cows, 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 cows. Turn of the head.
So, cows, cows, cows in Korean is so, so, right?
Yeah. So, 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 so.
We're recording. I love it.
You're recording? God. How dare you? I don't.
That was awesome.
Greg tricked me.
That was awesome. Nice.
I guess that's a bit as good as way as any to start the show.
Ah, but Asian accents was last week, so.
Oh, yeah.
So true. We gotta. Speaking of crazy, that was good that you did Gollum, because
yeah,
Gollum
uh-huh.
is kind of a good example of what we're up against tonight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we. And Gollum could work for next week too, for your theme. Let's get on to this week, round two, in Utterly Absurd.
Woohoo! This show is so fun.
We're going to begin with my round, because we began with yours last week, Reed.
Okay. You can lower your volume slightly, because you're peaking just...
Okay. Yeah, my gain is, like, all the way up. Okay, how about now?
You sound good to me now?
Okay, so, we're going to begin with my round. My round this week was a transformation like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They have to start off as, like, a weak, shrimp little person, and then they turn into a scary monster. Which will be so eloquently represented in the little recording that I made.
Blackjack, alone in the ranks of mankind. Oh, sorry.
The round was influenced by Space Jam. You want to just go into it?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
This show is so freaking fun.
Janie Gurley, yes.
Yeah, Janie Gurley.
Okay, go.
But first, this intro.
Hey, stop, wait. You're tired of being a little shrimp like me, right? Oh, good. Then follow me, over here. Welcome to Moron Mountain. This place transforms little guys like us into big, scary monsters. Yeah. And it's free. The only thing you need to give is a reason why you want to be changed. That's simple! Can you believe it? It's that easy! Me, for example, I want to be big and tall so I can play basketball with Michael Jordan in the Looney Tunes! So, the guy at Moron Mountain gave me this glowing basketball, and he says all I have to do is touch it, and then...
And now... It's time to play a little basketball. Easy, huh? Now you try it.
Hello? Is anyone here? I heard... Oh, I guess it was just my imagination. Well, if anybody is here... I'm here for the... What was it? The courage stone? You see, I need some of that, cause I don't have much courage. I'm kind of weak a little. And there's this boy that I kind of want to ask to prom. And if I get the courage, then maybe I can finally ask him, and he'll be in love with me. But I can't do that without the courage. I heard it was in this cave, and I've come a long way. Okay, I'll just look around and see if I can find it. Oh, ow. Ow, my head. Oh, my head. My God, it's a stone. How do I use this? Mr. Magic Stone, can you please make me have more courage? I mean, only if you want to. I don't really. If you don't feel like it, then I can go away. It's not saying anything. Maybe if I poke it. Did that work? No. Maybe I'll rub it. Is it working? I think it's working. It's working. Yes. Yes. It's working, all right. Courage. Courage, they say. I think I have more than just courage now. I can do anything. I can ask that boy to prom. I can... No, I could do more than that. I'm gonna need more power. I need to rule the world. I need to rule it now. I'll just rub it some more. Come on. Come on. Let's do this. I'm going to rule the world. Why is it working? Let me try it again. I think I used it all up. Oh well. Maybe I'll just hide in here. That'll work.
Okay, that was Janie Gurley. It sounded like she was in Trigatree's cave.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that one before? What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I love the Trigatree's cave thing.
Yeah. It was all like dripping scary. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so.
Yeah.
That was the Trigatree's cave.
I expected her to go, oh, me so horny. I just.
Thought... Yeah. For me, the energy was kind of low on this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And especially the part. She had like opportunities to make it higher, like the scream. I felt the scream. She kind of like backed off of that. She's like,
I totally agree. Yeah. It was like a really caged scream.
I liked her ghetto rub it sound effect that she made herself though.
Oh my gosh.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. That's what I got the sound clip. I asked her for it. and then my last note was, that was a crappy rock. The rock like worked and it turned her all like sultry and confident, but then it was like, man, that rock sucks. It was like 10 seconds.
That rock ain't going to entertain anybody.
That's not a moron mountain rock. That's a... no, but...
Oh, yeah. It went there. you know, this is coming off of last week's really win piece.
Yeah, she got first last week, didn't it, or second?
Yeah, yeah, and she was the first one to do both weeks. I think she was really tired or something. This didn't have the same energy that she had last week. I agree, the energy wasn't quite there. I enjoyed listening to it, and to be quite honest, the amount of innuendo that was in your voice when you started the build was just too much. That was actually what was entertaining me the most, because I was like,
it reads mind.
I don't know. Like it's like you're so missing the opportunity to take this like inappropriately sexy, you know? It's like,
yeah,
you totally could have, instead of being like monsters, you could have been just like way aggressive, you know? Like, and
the innuendo,
like, oh my God. Well, rub it. I mean, what did you, but, and then like her midway point was just this sultry thing. And then all of a sudden it was monstrous, but it was,
I did like the little monster part. Even though it topped, I liked it. But
that's probably why she backed away from her mic. That's probably why she backed away from her mic. Okay, so mic tip. Turn your gain all the way down. And then scream the hell out of it. And if you're still peaking, scream over top of your mic or something like that.
Like, look, I'm going to scream! Oh, no. Okay.
We heard you all the way from South Korea.
That was probably annoying as hell. You are ready to go on to the next person?
I think I do. Who okay. Next?
Next is Tara St. Crazy.
Tara St. Crazy, who has been promoting her craziness for the last 2 or 3 days. She's going to jizz in her pants. She wants so badly for us to hear this. So my expectations are really high now, Tara. So
let's okay. That's why I know. Okay, let's go. You better impress.
Let's do it.
Huh? Ah! You scared me. Hey, who are you anyway? I thought I was the only one here. Oh, you want to document what I do here, eh? Well, to be honest, I don't even know how I got here. Oh, hey! What's that? It looks like a small house or a tool shed. Hey, audio guy, you think I should go check it out? Okay, if you insist. In here. Fuck! What did I trip on? Okay, I need to find the lights. Okay, much better. Now to look around. What's this? Drink this potion if you want to make your wishes come true. Wishes, eh? Well, I was always a runt back home. Maybe I want to be bigger. Yeah, I wish to be bigger and tougher. I'll show them I'm not weak and defenseless. Nothing happened. What?
Fuck. What's that, audio guy? Oh, side effects may include hiccuping, rampaging, and cravings to eat Oompa Loompas. Wait, Oompa Loompas? Ooh, is that an Oompa Loompa? Oh, wait. That's only an orange bird. Meh, same difference.
The cow. Oh my God. I'm waiting for one day for somebody to do the cow from the Holy Grail. And you're just going to hear...
Now we're gonna get eight of those next week.
I know.
It'll be worth it though.
I hereby challenge each of our contestants, to find a way to follow Cage Crazy's lead and put a cow in somewhere in your recording. Random cow makes me happy.
Just... They're all going to be your contestants. Everyone chooses read rounds. Emo. Oh, God.
I got to tell you something. This started off kind of tame, but then went the little sweet fuck voice. That made me laugh.
You just... Oh, I know. You're like Snow White, and she said, she's like, fuck. It's like, oh, what was that show? Drawn Together?
Oh, yes. Is that the one? Oh, my God. Yeah. That show was crazy.
It's like the little Betty Boop character. Yes. I kind of got that vibe. Yeah. So that was cool.
I
wish there would have been more of that. More of like innocent voice, but like all like cursing and like foul.
I actually think the amount of time she spent in each character is fine. It got a little slow in the middle. There was this big pause. Like I actually was like, did the recording end? I didn't know exactly what had happened. But then the glug of the steroids or whatever juice she took and I think there was more energy to that part than like Janie Girls. But there was still like a lot of room for energy. But still, you know what? I will say this. This is a lot more than we got out of Cage Crazy last week. So this is a lot better. And those sound effects were great die for you. You got a 10 for mixing. Well, except for that middle part where there was nothing. But like the beginnings and the ends, I love the mixing. Too bad there's no scores on it, but the mixing was highly entertaining, especially all the sound effects. Mm-hmm. This is definitely better than last week. This really was better, and I like the differentiation of the voices, and the sweet voice swearing was really funny. Veche le vache.
Blackjack. What does that mean?
Oh, that's
is that French?
That's in the Holy Grail, because Arthur and his knight come up to the castle, and they were looking for the Holy Grail, and they tell them they already got one, and they don't need one, and so he says to the other French knight, fetch a lavash, and then they toss a cow over the wall.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah,
I need to rewatch that movie.
That movie's so awesome. I love that movie. Anyway, you're a good...
Okay, I really like the background music that people are adding, like the little effects and stuff. It just makes it that much more enjoyable to listen to. And I really liked your mixing, Cage. We already said, this was like Snow White for me, but... It was like mixed with Alice in Wonderland too, like with the bottle that makes you grow and stuff. I was like, that's funny. And she had like her deep voice. I kind of like the want, want, want. I wish that part would have been a little louder, because I just remember the Charlie Brown, like the want, want would be like super loud and annoying. And I wrote...
I'm glad she did
the
it.
The roar. Herself. The roar at the end. Lol, roar. Yeah, I know she did it.
No, I said I'm glad she did it herself instead of just getting it off the web.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, me too. But yeah, this is much, much better than last week, Cage. Great job. I'm like impressed.
All right. So who's your third contestant?
My third and last contestant is going to be Temporary Butterfly.
Temporary Butterfly. I like that. Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Sounds all clusterly.
Let's have some butterflies.
Awesome. All right. Let's listen.
Hello. Hi, I'm Haley. I'm from the Jenny Bank Club. We're going on a debate cruise. Yeah, we have those now. Sorry. I'm sorry about this, but see, I'm allergic to the sun. And well, right now I'm stranded on a desert island. And there's a problem because I'm allergic to the sun and islands. And deserts. Funny how that happens. Anyway, I'm kind of stuck here. So what I've been doing is I've been on my handy iPod that has no service out here, by the way. Kind of ironic, right? That I can't figure that out. But anyway, I'm leaving recordings in case I die someday so people will know what I was like. Okay, anyway. I'm never taking a boat again if I live. Okay, so I'm going to take a walk on the beach, right? Okay. I see something. Sorry. I'm still allergic to the sun. Every time I look at it, I just spit things. See, okay. I see something weird over here. Huh? What is this? I think it's like a weird spirit thing. It looks kind of radioactive. I think I'm gonna do something and I'm gonna touch it just right. Hello. Hi. been in that radioactive sphere from space in such a long time, I forgot how to properly introduce myself to this strange... What is this thing again? Oh, right. Thing from Satan. Anyway, I'm a goddess. Well, I think I'm a demon. A demon goddess, technically, if you really want to know what I'm saying. Anyway, I have just stolen this thing from this strange creature and taken over her body, and now I'm going to take over the world. And, oh my goodness, I'm disappointed. Is this an A cup? Oh, damn it. I can get those fixed. Anyway, I'm going to take over the world. But the first thing I'm going to do as soon as I get off this godforsaken island is have lots and lots of sex. And I'm going to enjoy it. And then I'm going to make other people enjoy it, even if they don't want to at first, which I'm pretty sure is wrong. And then I'm going to take over the world, like I said. And then I'm going to enjoy taking over the world. And then, well, I'm not going to tell you everything, because that would sort of spoil my plans, wouldn't it? Anyway, I think now is the traditional time for when the few villains on Earth decide to cackle for no apparent reason after recording your plans to anyone who's listening. So, here I go. I've got to work on that cackle.
Temp, I don't think I've ever heard sultry temp before.
Oh,
at least
God.
Not like this. Not like this. Temp has the power to fix A cups.
I know. That was my favorite line. Oh.
I like this a lot. Okay, let me start. Wow, Temp. I thought you did a great job representing two totally like different characters in here.
Yes.
The first voice, like, it was so like gross and spitty and out there. Like, I had to turn down my volume and like actually like stop listening for a second, because I could feel the spit coming out of like my headset and into my mouth. It was so disgusting. I was like, ugh. But then you did the transformation. But it was a good choice going that far, because then when you came in with the transformation, it was like total like 180 flip. And I thought it was like the strongest transformation out of all the ones we've listened to tonight. So great job there. And I liked a lot of the I liked some of the dialogue you included too.
I liked where you took it too, but I'm gonna have to say to a point. Like, mm-hmm. In the beginning, I have to be honest, it was really, I wasn't sure what to think, because it was actually really hard to understand you. I mean, I like
also character. That could like be your character though.
No, I totally get it, but I was concentrating so hard and trying to figure out what she was actually saying. And then I was like, my favorite moments were like the transformation. I mean, all of a sudden there was this spark of real energy, like energy that we haven't seen yet, like real, real energy. And then the whole A cup line was just so freaking funny. The whole, I can get those fixed. And I like that you took it. You didn't decide to take it all the way to the polar opposite end. You took it to a different character, and you took it like kind of what I was talking about with, was it Janie? I think I was talking about, you know, like could have taken it to that. I found that more interesting.
I was engaged when it switched. I was like listening.
The middle was by far the best part. The middle was really best. Why do I say the middle though? Is because like after that it just sort of started to fizzle again, and like your ending.
I'm not sure how I felt about the goofy cackle.
The end. The end sort of petered out. I would have liked it to build instead. You know, like take that energy and go with it, but it just sort of fizzled, I guess. But I like what you did with the character, and I like that you're trying to explore new voices for yourself. That I liked. I thought that was pretty cool. So,
great job.
And no sky. Sky, why you do this?
Why you drop competition? No, so the that's all of mine. You ready to start yours, Reed? In yours?
I am.
Supreme ruler of the universe.
I'm going to blow up your whole puny little planet. Isn't that marvelous?
Wait, how does it go? We need to find the... Oh my god, what's it called? The continuum transfunctioner. Yes. Yes, you know what that's from, Reed?
What's... No, I haven't actually...
You know where to find the continuum transfunctioner? Dude, where's my car?
I actually... Oh, okay.
Anyway, sorry.
All right. So, I guess really, this week I incorporated all the instructions pretty much into the audio. So,
okay.
Rather than repeat myself, let's just listen to the audio. Okay. Oh, with some guest voices.
Yes.